All right, Alexander, let's talk once again about Russiagate and Ukrainegate. And of course, this has to do with Giuliani, with Rudy Giuliani and his apartment. His Manhattan apartment was raided by the DOJ. And the reason I bring up Russiagate and Ukrainegate is because that, well, Giuliani was one of the people that that supported Trump as the deep state was going after him with what has been proven to be a complete fake hoax, which was Russiagate and Ukrainegate. But Giuliani proved to be one of the most loyal of Trump allies. He supported Trump and he fought for Trump during that whole 4 year ordeal and throughout the various bogus impeachments that took place as well. But it looks like the Department of Justice is not looking at Giuliani's service with in a favorable light, and they are going after him now. And I think this was to be expected. And the reason I say that is because, you know, when the right is in power, when the Republicans are in power, even with Trump, they don't and rightly so, they follow the rules. They really do as best that they can. I'm not saying it's perfect, but they really do, on balance, follow the rules and follow the Constitution. When the Democrats are in power, boy, it is just no holds bar. I mean, they go after everybody, and there's no rule of law, there's no constitution, there's nothing, and we're seeing that play out in the manner that they're going after Giuliani. And we saw this with how they went after Roger Stone, how the deep state went after Carter Page, how they went after Paul Manafort. Completely to be expected. The interesting part about all of this, and a lot of people are talking about it, is that they're going after Giuliani and they're saying that there was some sort of connection with Ukraine. But then you look at the Hunter laptop, and no one's talking about that. And many of the things that they seized from Giuliani, one of the things that they didn't seize was, from what I understand, was the hard drive of Hunter. So, I mean, we all know what this is about. We all know that this is revenge. I don't even want to call it revenge. This is a political witch hunt that continues to this day.
Well, yes, I mean, I'm going to actually say I think it's even worse than most people are saying, because one of the points people consistently overlook is that Giuliani is Donald Trump's lawyer. And as I understand it, it wasn't just Giuliani's apartment that was searched, it was Giuliani's office that was searched. So you had federal agents moving in and going through the office of a licensed attorney, and frankly, they may say that they're going after Giuliani. And of course, to some extent, and to a great extent, no doubt they are. But I strongly suspect that the real target of all of this is not Giuliani, but Donald Trump. They're going after Donald Trump by going after Giuliani, and they're prepared to do that by going through key Donald, you know, the office, the documents, the privileged documents that Trump's lawyer has, some of which, of course, will concern his client. Now, on the subject of Ukraine, you're absolutely right. In fact, what this is ultimately, it seems to me, is an attempt in some way or shape or form to revive Ukrainegate. You remember all that ludicrous impeachment we had over that telephone conversation. What very few people are actually saying is that, of course, Giuliani came along and made all kinds of claims about things that had happened in Ukraine, about Hunter Biden, about his activities, and it seems that those claims that Giuliani made were true. Now, given that they were true, why is he being investigated? What exactly is the crime that he is supposed to have committed? There's been some talk that he was involved in some sort of lobbying activities. Are you really going to tell me that his office and his papers are being searched because he was involved in lobbying activities? Who in Washington doesn't engage in lobbying activities? Is it also the case, it's also been suggested that he had some kinds of doings with certain Ukrainian oligarchs and officials. What US official who goes to Ukraine is not involved in dealing with Ukrainian oligarchs and officials. So what exactly is the crime that is being looked at? In the relation to Hunter Biden, there are concrete and easy to understand allegations. In the case of Giuliani, I'm not able to make any sense of what those allegations are. I think it's more than just revenge. I think this is still part of this feverish attempt that's been going on for 5 years now to find something against Donald Trump. You do it with all kinds of ways. You appoint special counsel. You carry out all kinds of investigations. You carry out tax investigations. Now what you're doing is you're going through the documents and files held by Donald Trump's lawyer.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting when Trump was president, he talked a lot about the lock her up stuff. But at the end of the day, he didn't, you know, do anything, nor did his Department of Justice do anything.
No.
And he even made statements, and he said, just let it go. You know, forget about it. I'm paraphrasing what he said. In this case, we have the reverse. We have Biden talking. He was talking a lot about unity, but now that he's in office, obviously, we have the exact reverse. And I mean, it is, to me, it just signals the fact that once again, the United States is heading towards a path that is very, for lack of a better word, Stalin-esque in a way. I mean, once again, you're heading towards that one party system, and it looks like they're working towards getting rid of all opposition, or at least marginalizing opposition. I mean, we know that they actually went after Matt Gaetz and pretty much marginalized him about a month ago. Now they're going to take out Giuliani, and of course they're going to continue to try and take out Trump. There's, you know, obviously people in who were involved in January 6th, I've read stories that you have 30 people who have not been accused of a crime but have been put in a solitary confinement for, I mean, they've been in solitary confinement for 4 months now, and they haven't been accused of any crime. Just the fact that they showed up on January 6th, that was enough. You know, the message is very clear, and it really does remind me of the history books that talked about the rise of this type of government in the Soviet Union. You know, don't oppose the deep state. Don't oppose us. Don't go against us, or else we are going to make you pay the ultimate price. And I think you're right. Trump is the ultimate prize for them. If they can get the ultimate prize, then they're going to send the message to people, if you go against the government, then you're going to pay the ultimate price. And here's Donald Trump. And now we got Giuliani. Here's Donald Trump. And, you know, this is the reality of the United States at this very moment. This is a terrible, terrible sign.
Absolutely. This is a profoundly worrying thing. Can I just say that in any legal tradition, any legal system that is worth anything, the relationship between a client and his lawyer is absolutely sacred. I mean, the privilege that attaches to what goes on between a client and his lawyer is scarcely ever violated. Now, if the authorities have reason to believe that there's something going on between the lawyer and his client which is illegal and corrupt, well, there are mechanisms for dealing with that. The first thing you do is you call the lawyer and ask to speak with him. And if the lawyer isn't cooperative, you can actually go to the court and you can summon him if you can show good cause. What you do not do, and this is what's happened here, is you obtain a subpoena from a grand jury, which is a process that basically takes place in secret, and then go and raid the lawyer's apartment on what clearly looks like a fishing expedition to find out whether you can do something against the lawyer that will actually lead beyond the lawyer to Donald Trump. Now, the US authorities have done this to Trump once before. They went against Michael Cohen in exactly the same way. They actually raided Michael Cohen's office. They seized various documents. And clearly, despite what people say, that was obviously intended to lead it to action against Donald Trump. And in fact, Donald Trump complained at the time that this was a major attack on privilege and on the lawyer-client relationship. And what they found, to their embarrassment when they went through all those papers that Michael Cohen had, is that Michael Cohen wasn't really Donald Trump's lawyer at all. He had only had a marginal relationship with Trump, but that he was guilty of all kinds of other criminal activities. So they covered up, in a way, or rather they tried to make the appearance of what they did look less bad than it actually was by prosecuting Cohen on matters that were completely unrelated to his work for Donald Trump. Now, with Giuliani, it isn't like that. With Giuliani, they're going much further, because nobody has ever suggested, as far as I know, that Giuliani is a personally corrupt individual. He is a lawyer of a totally different kind to Michael Cohen, who was a, frankly, appalling, corrupt, sleazeball character. Giuliani is not that. He was mayor of New York. He was a brilliant attorney. He was a brilliant prosecutor. He ran the Southern District of New York, superbly well. And yet they're going through this extraordinary device of going into his office, rummaging through his papers, in what gives me every impression of being another fishing expedition. They're going to look through all of this to see if they can find something against Donald Trump. And that's shocking. That is appalling. That does not happen in democracies. It does not happen in states which are governed by law. You talked about the Soviet Union. It happened there under Stalin. It was a fact about the Soviet Union that was a sign of progress, that it began to a certain extent to change, in the late period of its existence. And it has never happened like this in the United States before. Even Al Capone was granted privilege, the right to privilege, with his lawyers. And it turns out that Donald Trump is not.
Yeah, one of the interesting threads to this story, which makes it even more troubling, is that they're actually trying to not only go after Giuliani, but one of the warrants, one of the reasons they were searching Giuliani's stuff is they also want to find some information on the communications he had with John Solomon. He's one of the contributors of Fox News. He has the site Just the News as well. And they're trying to tie in Giuliani with Solomon and some of the reporting that took place during Ukraine Gate, in and around Ukraine in general. That's troubling. They also searched the home. They got a search warrant for the home of Solomon's lawyer and also a Fox News contributor. At least she's been on various Fox News shows. Victoria Tunsig, who's married to Joseph DeGeneva, also a Trump supporter as well. So I mean, this is a much wider
absolutely.
Net than just Giuliani that they're trying to take down.
Absolutely. I mean, they're spreading out the web and they're going out for as many people as possible. Very much in the same way, by the way, as they did during Russiagate itself. If you remember, they were going against all sorts of people, and again, they're going after lawyers. And by the way, DeGeneva himself is a brilliant lawyer. So, they're going after somebody who's close to DeGeneva. But again, DeGeneva acted for Donald Trump. He's actually worked as a lawyer for Donald Trump. That's who is the real target of all of this. And it is appalling. And again, you ask yourself, what is happening within the Justice Department of the United States? What has the FBI become where these sort of things happen? And there is no justification for this. And going up, what crime is it alleged that John Solomon has committed, for example, that he is the target of investigation at this time? What is he supposed to have done other than report the truth?
Well, I'll tell you what, in the name... I'll tell you right now, and maybe you'll remember the name. I was watching Tucker Carlson tonight, and he mentioned about Solomon. He says they believe, or at least their sources say, that the Justice Department wants to go after Solomon as well because he exposed the fact that the Ukrainian, I forgot his name, Klimkov, I believe, who was involved in Ukraine. Is
Yeah.
that correct? That was also, he
Well,
was
I'm not quite the
also
name.
a
I remember.
source. Yeah, he was also a source for the FBI, but Robert Mueller failed to disclose that.
Yeah, I know all this. Yeah, okay, but all right. Let's try. I mean, this is exactly the kind of minor process crime which let's compare what's been done to John Solomon with what was done to David Ignatius. David Ignatius had an interview, discussions with people within the intelligence community. We don't yet know who they were, and published information about Michael Flynn, which was about a conversation Michael Flynn had with the Russian ambassador, which was disclosure of classified information. That is a crime. That is a federal felony. Has David Ignatius been subjected to that kind of investigation? Of course not. Has his lawyer's offices been searched? Of course not. By the way, I don't think it should be, because what David Ignatius did as a journalist and what John Solomon did as a journalist is, in my opinion, fully protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution. Now, in David Ignatius's case, he acted, in my opinion, completely inappropriately. He was spreading untrue gossip about the President of the United States, whereas John Solomon was a brilliant investigative journalist who reported the truth. But you investigate the brilliant investigative journalist who reports the truth. You don't do anything against the journalist who spread malicious gossip to bring down the president's national security advisor, even though in both cases they have both, in effect, transgressed, but in both cases transgressed in a way that, in my opinion, is clearly protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution. Now, it's both wrong and illegal, and it's unethical as well, and it is clearly targeted at Donald Trump.
Yeah, the name, actually, my apologies there. The name is Konstantin Kilimnik. Kilimnik.
Kilimnik, that's right.
Yeah,
Kilimnik,
Kilimnik.
who,
And
of
they
course,
say that
yes.
at least Tucker Carlson claims that the DOJ wants to go after Solomon because he exposed that Kilimnik was actually working with the FBI as well, and Robert
Yeah.
Mueller did not disclose that.
Yeah. Yes, he was also, according to the US authorities, an agent of the Russians. So Mr. Kilimnik is an interesting man. Let me put it like that. But I mean, the fact of the matter is, can I just
Do
say
you
this?
remember
I
what
mean,
happened there? Do you remember what happened in that scenario
there's
with Kilimnik?
there is so much, but one of the things that I know Kilimnik is being targeted about is that he's supposed to have spread information about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, which was, part of the material that was supposed to lead to Ukraine gate. I don't now, I have to say this straightforwardly, remember exactly what his role in Russia gate was. But I mean, we have all of this going on. And I mean, you have all these improbable and unlikely characters who are supposed to have been sources, and we've discovered how bad, poor and bad those sources were. At the end of the day, this doesn't look to me. I'm talking now about the Solomon investigation, the John Solomon investigation. This doesn't seem to me to be a real case. And again, I genuinely wonder whether the US authorities really do intend to bring proceedings against John Solomon. I think that, unlike some people, he will fight back if they do. It seems to me, once again, this is an attempt to go after ultimately Donald Trump. So you go after John Solomon, you go after G. Geneva through his wife, Andy Genover, as I said, was Trump's lawyer at one time. And of course, you go after Giuliani himself, who was absolutely and centrally Donald Trump's lawyer. This has all the appearances to me of a fishing expedition done on a completely inappropriate basis.
Yeah. Just to set the record straight, from The Hill, it says, in a key finding of the Mueller report, Ukrainian businessman Konstantin Kilimnik, who worked for Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, is tied to Russian intelligence, but hundreds of pages of government documents, which special counsel Robert Mueller possessed since 2018, described Kilimnik as a sensitive intelligence source for the U.S. State Department, who informed on Ukrainian and Russian matters. Why Mueller's team omitted that part of the Kilimnik narrative from its report and related court filings is not known, but the revelation of it comes as the accuracy of Mueller's Russia conclusions face increased scrutiny. Okay, so
they're
pissed off about that.
Indeed, and I also remember, by the way, that one of the big things is that Manafort supposedly shared with Kilimnik private polling data that the Republicans had during the 2016 election. Why that exactly is a federal crime, I can't even begin to understand. But there you have Kilimnik. He's both a US source and a Russian source, supposedly. He's obviously a very, very mysterious and bizarre individual of the kind that exists in this kind of world. I don't think he's to be taken very seriously. But I would have thought that John Solomon disclosing that information is definitely in the public interest. And I would have thought that what he did also is clearly protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. So, I mean, if this is what the investigation of John Solomon is all about, then to my mind, it doesn't actually stand up. I mean, it seems to me a ludicrous thing and incredibly bizarre that they should be going after Solomon on that basis. I think it's a pretext, again, to rifle through Solomon's files, find out what was going on between Solomon and Giuliani, and try to tie it all together to Donald Trump. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, this is a big, massive takedown operation, and it's not going to end. I think we're just getting started on this. At the end of the day, in my opinion, I'll say there is no protection in the United States with regards to legal counsel anymore. There's no First Amendment protection. No. We saw that with Julian Assange, and now we're going to see it play out with Solomon. I believe they're getting rid of Second Amendment protection. It's all being dismantled. It's all being dismantled.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to make one small minor point. I suspect that the fact that they're going to these lengths confirms what I've always suspected, that this tax investigation of Donald Trump, which is going on in New York, is going nowhere. So with the failure of that, they've come up with the next thing, which is this investigation, which they're trying to launch through Giuliani, Solomon, DeGeneva, and all of those people, which, as you correctly say, is something which is so profoundly un-American that, I mean, it is deeply shocking. As I said, for once, I find the critical commentary doesn't go anywhere near critical enough. I am concerned that so many people are not joining the dots on this one, because it's plain to me what is really going on here.
Yeah. All right, guys, I will drop a 10% discount code down below. 10% off all Durand Shop merch. You'll find that code down below. Just use Real News code at checkout. You'll get 10%. Take care.